Hello and welcome, beautiful divine soul. Today we're going to do a meditation where we embody the beautiful Kali Ma for resilience, strength, and inner peace. So to begin, get yourself in a comfortable position, in a space where you're protected and will not be disturbed. Close your eyes and relax your body. And as you listen to my words, allow your body to just surrender and fall a little deeper into relaxation. Did you know that we're starting to enter the time of a new earth? A new earth where the light energies illuminate more brightly than the more negative, darker, and denser energies of the past and current times. Souls are being called to awaken from the darkness, the illusion, the fear, and the control of the ego mind. Every day, more and more people are being divinely guided to actively step into the higher vibrational energy of love, grace, and light. Now, when we choose to embody these beautiful light code frequencies, our inner light, it starts to illuminate the darkness in others. It can be very triggering for others. And so therefore, you may find yourself in more heavier and darker situations than usual. Situations that seem a little unfair or unjust. Situations where you may feel as though you're constantly being judged, criticized, oppressed, controlled, manipulated, maybe taken advantage of, and even gossiped about. And the more that you move into the light frequencies, the more the darker, heavier energies will try and attach to you. Now, I say this not to scare you, for you are always divinely protected. But I say this to make you aware so that you can implement self-care strategies to protect your own energy, peace, and overall well-being. Now, on the flip side of this, the more light that you do emit out into the world around you, the more kindness, love and peace, as well as abundance, will be attracted back towards you. As the light frequency continues to rise on this new earth, this does take some time for our bodies to transition into. It takes time to merge and balance these beautiful new frequencies within. As a result, many of you may have been feeling a little more tired, maybe holding a little more tension, stress, or heavy energy lately as you adjust to these new light code frequencies. Now, it is my intention with this meditation to share one of my favorite ways to empower myself by transmuting the heavier and denser energies. And that is to embody the beautiful, divine goddess Kali Ma. Goddess Kali Ma, she is a divine mother who takes a fierce form to protect the light from the darkness and the good from the negative. When the darkness or negative projection is not healed through the unconditional love that it is shown, goddess Kali Ma comes in wild and fierce to fight the darkness in order to keep the light shining bright. Goddess Kali Ma, she is the warrior of light and she fights for divine justice. She will rise strong to protect your loved ones, and to protect the world from the negative, denser energies and injustices. Goddess Kali Ma, she provides spiritual protection, karmic justice, and divine judgment. She welcomes your beautiful, tender heart and your gentle nature. But she will stand against all that obstructs your light, and she will rise strong and fight for your sacred victory. The ego, it may fear her, but your true sacred self, it takes comfort in her ferocious compassion and her unyielding wisdom. We cannot summon Goddess Kali Ma to come to us. Instead, we are called to her. She finds us. Such is being drawn to this meditation. Goddess Kali Ma, she appears in our life when we have chosen to step into the light. And she will come in strong and fierce when she witnesses us continuing to hold on to many of our old ways of being, thinking, and doing that have become so entrenched with fear and feelings of low self-worth. Goddess Kali Ma, she appears when nothing short of divine intervention is needed in order to shift your old ways of doing things. She appears when you are ready and open to finding a new way of being, doing, and experiencing. This meditation, it is your reminder of your own divinity and the sacredness of your own creative expression. And by tuning into the frequency of the beautiful, divine Goddess Kali Ma, the truth of who and why you are here will be reminded. For on this new earth that we are creating together, kindness, unconditional love, and grace are our superpowers. And on this new earth, our sacred selves are not suppressed, are not held down, and are not attacked for the personal power, vulnerability, creativity, and intuition that we share and express with others. So the beautiful, divine Goddess Kali Ma is to remind you of just this. So may you remember. Connecting with your breath, invite the body to relax a little deeper. Invite the body and the mind to relax, surrender, and let go. Relaxing your scalp, forehead, your third eye or the space between your eyebrows. Relaxing your eyes, cheeks, and jaw. Softening the shoulders, arms, and fingers. Softening the heart space. Relaxing the back, hips, thighs, calves, and feet. Breathing in deeply and exhaling completely. Letting any thoughts or worries just simply fall away. Ramana Maharshi reminds us, quote, "Thoughts come and go, feelings come and go. Find out what it is that remains," unquote. Breathing slowly in and slowly out. See if you can find what remains amongst the stillness. Breathing in deeply, exhaling completely. Invite your entire being to connect with this moment. Connect with divine presence. Tap into the stillness and the knowing. Tap into your whole self. Reconnect back to your internal power. When the body and the mind is quietened enough to fall into that beautiful deep space of stillness, we can let go and unbecome. And when we truly do this, what remains deep within us is divine grace. Grace is a sacred gift from the divine. And when we invite within and we live in the flow state of grace, we can love and forgive the ones that have hurt us or who have hurt others. Grace allows us to find peace and forgiveness within even the most unjust of situations. Breathing in, feeling the healing energy as it expands throughout every space and cell within your body. Just allow yourself to soften and to move into a space of receptivity and nourishment. Take a few moments to sit in silence with your breath, with divine grace, within this divine present moment. Goddess Kali Ma, she is our divine protector. She allows us to stay kind and true to our gentle nature, but allows us to access divine grace and other powers to help us rise above the darkness. So just take a moment to take a silent bow of reverence for her presence, knowing that you are divinely guided and protected by her wild yet divinely loving energy. Goddess Kali Ma is the wild mother of divine grace, spiritual freedom, and radical transformation. She is the life force energy from within you. She dances through your body like fire. She inspires that part of you that is wild, that is empowered, and that is all-encompassing loving. Goddess Kali Ma, in all her love and in all her ferocity, she will guide you through transformation by dissolving all illusions, limiting self-beliefs, and false attachments to the self. Her fire will burn you up. She will illuminate what needs to die inside of you. All the things that prevent you from aligning with your ultimate truth and aligning with this beautiful new earth. Everything that she sets fire to will die, and in their death, they will create a beautiful, fertile space for new growth and creation. Goddess Kali Ma, she's the darkness that most of us fear. She is fierce, but she is loving. She is uncomfortable, but she is the truth. She will transform you. She will guide you. She will protect you. And she will strengthen you. Breathing in, invite Goddess Kali Ma to remind you of your own divine presence, divine light, and divine strength. For anyone who feels alone, unsupported, or unheard, know that Goddess Kali Ma, this beautiful power, this divine power, it is available to you anytime that you need to draw on her. Goddess Kali Ma, she has three essences. She is the goddess of darkness, the one who rises strong to become a fierce protector for the light. And this embodiment is known as Goddess Kali Ma. She is also Parvati, the goddess of light, harmony, nourishment, and motherhood. And she is also the goddess of sensuality, passion, and love. She is a radiant embodiment of divine feminine power, known as Goddess Shakti Ma. So in the embodiment of Goddess Kali Ma, she is wild, she is free, and she is fierce. She is blue in color to represent the sky and the ocean. Her hair is wild and untamed. Kali Ma has both a third eye and the sun moon symbols on her forehead, claiming her loving reign over Mother Nature. She is often pictured with four, but sometimes as many as 10 arms. She wears a gold bra and has a necklace of skulls. She wears a skirt made of human egos that she has slayed with her sword of justice. She has slayed many human egos, inviting the true nature of the soul to shift back into the light and to release the confinements and the limitations of their human egos and to become one again with their divine self and their divine source. One of the stories of how Goddess Kali Ma came to be was that Goddess Shakti Ma was so enraged of the injustices she witnessed on Earth that she turned herself into Goddess Kali Ma and went into a rage to stand up for the innocent by fighting their battles and clearing evil, darkness, and negative, dense, and oppressive energy off Earth. The darkness was taking over the innocence, the kindness, and the purity of all light beings. Goddess Kali Ma was called to serve karmic justice and bring back balance and harmony and order by becoming a destroyer of darkness. Taking a moment to bring your attention back to your breath, falling deeper into your divine whole being and this divine present moment. Breathing in, call upon Kali Ma to invoke power within you, to spark your sovereign essence and to reignite your sacred self. To invoke the ability to speak your truth with love, kindness, and compassion. To be confident in who you are, in every phase, in every decision, in every action, in every expression, in every emotion. Call upon Kali Ma to connect you with your own sacred sensuality, to connect you with your own life force energy, to bring forth purpose, to bring forth passion, to bring forth the fire and the fuel to ignite your entire being with aliveness. Take a moment to ask Goddess Kali Ma for her protection. Protection against negativity and darkness. Protection against that which is not meant for you. Protection against your lower vibrational ego habits and addictions. You can call upon Kali Ma to rise strong and to slay with her sword of grace and integrity, cutting off all the aspects of you that act out of fear, revenge, jealousy, control, and feelings of unworthiness. Slicing off all the pieces of you that bring darker and denser energies and vibrations to this beautiful new earth. Parts of you that are stuck in karmic thought patterns and emotions. Parts of you that are still hanging on to past traumas and mistreatments. Parts of you that no longer serve you and that are no longer meant for you. Invite the essence of Goddess Kali Ma to reside within you, for her divine essence will inspire and guide you as you actively choose to shift into a more sacred and divine version of yourself. Because in order to open space for the light to come in, we must remove all the denser energies, the emotional blockages, the negative thought patterns, limitations, and confinements within that no longer serve us. Goddess Kali Ma, she is here to elevate you and to help you make space for the light within. Taking a deep breath in, allow yourself to fully embrace her essence, her divine, powerful energy. The wild mother Kali Ma, she is whipped up into wild ferocity and motherly protection when the pure-hearted are taken advantage of. She will do her best to ensure that your light and your radiance is not destroyed by the dense energetic vampires of this world. At first, she will encourage you to rise above the noise by not engaging, trusting in your own divine protection and taking time out to protect your peace. She will gently encourage you to fight the darkness by showing it the light. She will give you the strength to continue to show up with light, love, and grace. However, if the darkness persists, Goddess Kali, she will nudge you to lovingly protect your own peace by readjusting your boundaries, and in some cases, walking away from the toxic behavior, people, or circumstances. And if all this fails, she will ask you to take loving action by having the courage to have the difficult conversations and to take the actions that need taking. And if the darkness still persists, or if you are not taking action, Goddess Kali Ma, she will come in fiercely and she will bring the entire situation to a stop by divinely destroying it and bringing it to where it divinely needs to be. Goddess Kali Ma, she will not stand by and watch the blood be taken from an angel. She will rise strong for divine justice, and she has no hesitation in delivering karmic retribution. Kali Ma, she allows us to see the manipulation, the jealousy, the control and the mind games of others. She illuminates a light on the bad intentions of others. She reminds us to rise above the negativity and codependency. Kali Ma, she doesn't remove our love and our compassion from these situations, but she doesn't tolerate us enabling these bad behaviors. She encourages us to cut out toxic people and situations from our life. She gives us the strength to rise above the noise and to not engage in the negative and dark games of others. She reminds us to take our power back by rising up to a higher energetic vibration, leaving behind all the low and dense energy. Kali Ma teaches us discernment. She reminds us when to let go with grace. And she gives us a fierce determination when it comes to the things to not let go of. She is our guardian, protector, and divine mother, illuminating the path forward with her wild, untamed, yet compassionate and tender heart. She is the power that rises strong and overcomes when the more gentler approaches that we have taken have failed to bring change or impact. She is our fierce last resort. She brings us back to life, to love, to strength. Her presence is divine manifestation. When Goddess Kali Ma welcomes us into her realm, she promises us sacred victory over both ourselves and those that try to hurt, oppress, or control us. She reminds you to hold your ground, trusting that you are divinely protected. Reminding you to trust in divine judgment and karmic justice. She gently reminds you that karmic justice plays out for acts of both the light and the darkness. So she encourages you to react to all situations with light and love. And as a result, your karmic justice will be returned tenfold with light, love, and abundance. You will be shown grace and light every day. You will be reminded to appreciate and to savor the joy and beauty of the everyday moments. Whether it is a smile from someone, a beautiful song synchronicity, witnessing an act of kindness, it could be a message from your guardian angels, maybe it's seeing a beautiful flower, or even having events turn out in your favor. When you choose to live with love and light each day, divine judgment will ensure that you have something beautiful in your day to look forward to, either big or small. Yes, the truth is that you will still have unfair events play out in your life, but they will be supported with those little moments of divine light, beauty, and grace. Goddess Kali Ma, when you stand in the light, she will be by your side to remind you of these little karmic moments of joy and divine light. However, also remember that when you react to people and situations with a lower, darker, and denser vibration, then karmic justice, it will be served on you. Karmic justice for these more denser and darker vibrations. It is served in a way where all negative energies projected to others will be returned to the sender tenfold. So when we are paying back karmic debts from lower vibrational energies, it can take some time to reconnect back to our own divine state of joy and peace. And for those who constantly project negative, low vibrational energies, may never or very rarely have the capacity to connect to joy and peace until the karmic debt is paid or they choose to learn the lesson. Goddess Kali Ma reminds you not to fear the darkness, the pain and injustice, but to find the courage to move through it. And if you find yourself in a negative karmic cycle that you need to repay, take responsibility for your actions. Remain present. Ask for divine guidance. Learn the lesson. And most importantly, continue to do your best to put out light into the new world. Goddess Kali Ma, when called upon, she is there to prevent you from becoming stuck in destructive, stagnant cycles and limiting self-beliefs. Her wild spirit encourages you to activate your divine potential by giving you the strength to keep walking forward on the divine path of light. Goddess Kali Ma, she reminds you to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Outside influences, they have no power over your internal world. And when you learn to detach your worth from the outside influences, that is the sacred moment where the true deep healing within will rise. The goddess, she is awakening within your entire being. She will creatively express herself within your life. She may rise as a sacred appreciation for your divine self, as a sensual deepening with your own body or with the body of another. She'll show up through creative expression and inspired thought, or the strength to speak your mind. She may rise strong when it's time to speak for those with no voice, when it's time to stand up for injustices done on others. She may show up in your own self-empowerment and your ability to rise above the petty, small-minded situations and opinions. Or she may show up with a desire to make you move, to journal, to write, to draw, or to walk in nature. She may call you to swim in the ocean and to collect shells, or to sit under the moonlight and look up at the stars above. So let Goddess Kali Ma reach you. Let her infuse you. She is calling to you from ancient times, calling you to allow her more deeply into your life. Celebrate her power. She is coming to life for you. Whether you're a man or a woman, your life is about to be touched by her magic, her resilience, and her grace. Your life will truly never be the same again when Kali Ma finds you. Goddess Kali Ma, she wishes to walk alongside with you right now. Have you heard her whisper on the wind? Have you smelt her scent in a flower? Maybe glimpsed her body in the clouds? Can you feel her voice with you every day, in your dream time and when you're awake? She is calling to you. She is the energy of the moon, the beauty of the flowers, the heat of the fire, the soul of nature, and the divine placement of each and every leaf on an ancient tree. She is the smell of roses in the garden, the call of the birds in the forest, the crash of the waves on the beach. Can you hear her calling to you? She is the wild and free energy of the horses galloping across the landscape. The wind in your hair. She's the energy of Mother Gaia that makes you feel wild, resilient, and free. And if you want to see her clearly, look deeply into your own eyes. She resides there, waiting for you to see her. Staying connected to your breath and to your divine presence. Be open to embodying your own version of her. She is an expression of strength for you to channel and call upon when needed. There may be certain aspects of this beautiful divine goddess that you resonate with and would like to call upon now. Take some time to bring your awareness to the sounds around you. Bring your awareness to the room. Bring your awareness to you meditating in the room. Invite some gentle movement into your body. Wiggle your fingers. Maybe take a gentle stretch of the arms above your head. Gently roll your head side to side. Bring your hands to prayer position in front of your heart space and gently bow your head. It is an honor to have the beautiful and divine Goddess Kali Ma show up for us today. May we bow to her strength, guidance, and grace. May she always be by your side. May you always have sacred victory with the Divine Mother of Protection. May she prevail. Namaste.